WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Your daily dose of 5-minute mindset magic to help you crush it in life, one tiny victory at a time. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, setting goals is kind of like that New Year's resolution we all make ambitious, exciting, and usually forgotten by February. But fear not, my friends, because today we're breaking down how to set goals without feeling like you're climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your mind and it all just feels overwhelming? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Today's 5-minute mindset move is all about setting goals that actually stick without turning into a source of stress. We're going to talk about breaking down those big dreams into bite-sized chunks, focusing on what truly matters, and celebrating every little win along the way. Think of it like this. Instead of tackling a whole chocolate cake at once, we're going to savor each delicious bite. Takeaway number one. Ditch the massive to-do list. Seriously, those things can feel more like a burden than a roadmap. Start by identifying one or two core goals that truly excite you. What are those things that make your heart sing? Think bigger picture here. Maybe it's learning a new language, running a marathon, or starting that creative project you've been dreaming about. Takeaway number two. Break those big goals down into smaller, manageable steps. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon on your first day of training, right? It takes time and gradual progress. Same goes for any goal worth achieving. Takeaway number three. Get specific. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, aim for something like I want to cook 3 healthy meals per week. Specificity helps you track progress and stay motivated. It's like having a GPS for your goals, instead of just wandering around hoping you find your destination eventually. Takeaway number four. Celebrate the small wins. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, deserves recognition. Did you hit the gym today? Awesome. Did you resist that sugary snack and choose something healthier? High five. Those little victories add up to big achievements over time. Takeaway number five. Don't be afraid to adjust your course along the way. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes things don't go as planned. That's okay. Reassess your goals, make adjustments, and keep moving forward. You're not failing, you're adapting. Think of it like a dance. There are no wrong steps, just opportunities to learn and groove along the way. Now imagine this. You've got this big dream of writing a novel. Instead of staring at a blank page feeling paralyzed, you break it down. Week 1, research your genre. Week 2, outline your story. Week 3, write the first chapter. And so on. Every week, you celebrate that tiny win, a completed chapter, an interesting character sketch, or even just 500 words. Suddenly, that daunting mountain of words seems like a series of manageable hikes, each one bringing you closer to the summit. So remember, setting goals doesn't have to be overwhelming. Embrace the process, celebrate the small wins, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one goal you're working towards? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to reach new heights. Until next time, keep rising higher, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.